Libby Purvis, column for Yachting Monthly, April 08. Not for the first time, YM has thrown me into paroxysms of moral and philosophical anxiety. The cause this time is the Far Harbour 39. This is the boat in a box designed with diabolical cunning to be popped in a standard container, loaded on a ship and unloaded, with bunks made up, galley stowed, and instruments installed at a cruising ground of your choice. You can, says the website, spend a two-week vacation on your own boat, cruising through Mediterranean ports, sailing New Zealand's coastline, or island hopping in the Pacific. And you can do it without sailing there. You can avoid facing a wild and wasteful ocean, taking a sabbatical from work, enduring long weeks before the blessed landfall. This is cruising's answer to the frozen microwave dinner. The big ship does the boring bit with your gallant craft made stackable in a Rust Street box and sandwiched in the patchwork of container cargo. No more butting through the channel in the mad March days for your pampered little boat. She may piggyback in her container with all the rest of Masefield's cargoes. Not so much road rails, pig lead, firewood, ironware and cheap tin trays, but Taiwanese tellies, car parts, inflatable sex dolls and self-assembly wardrobes. Thus, you get to cruise New Zealand, Japan, the main coast, or the Pacific seaboard, not in some fat, bland charter yacht, but in your own familiar boat, like the Queen travelling with her own sheets. You sail far lands without having to make the passage and raise the first lighthouse after weeks dreaming of fresh food. I almost hallucinated cabbage on my one Atlantic crossing, and coming back from the Azab, the best bit was the offshore wind from Falmouth. Chips. It might be shorter hops you want to avoid, even if you do nerve yourself to sail to Trondheim or Santander. You won't have to bother sailing back. Indeed, if your outward passage to the Med takes longer than you thought and you simply must be at the club cruiser races, you could just hire a lorry and have your boat driven to Southampton docks. No sweat, no headwinds. The boat in a box is clearly terribly sensible, wonderfully time-saving and ingenious to a fault. So, oh, why does my heart sink and tremble? Why is this any different from accepted practices like taking the car to the Dales to go hiking, or putting your mountain bike on a train, or indeed shipping your racing machine deck cargo to the Sydney Hobart? Why is this upsetting me so much, and tempting me to make mean jokes like renaming the Austar the outright Skyvers transatlantic rip-off? I suppose the answer is that sailing, long-distance cruising, is one of the last real and complete adventures in the modern world. One of the last humble, determined, ant-like crawls across the vast and magical globe. Crossing an ocean, or even the north-south axis of the North Sea from Ostend to Ålesund, you spend days and weeks in a pattern unique in modern life. You stand watch as night and day, feel the latitude slowly changing, weather growing warmer or colder, day's length changing. You learn to look out at emptiness and find that, after all, it is not empty at all. And then one night, a single distant light flashes, not like a far ship dipping below the horizon, but with lighthouse purposefulness. Dawn comes, it's gone again, another day passes, but with suppressed excitement, because there's a distant hat of cloud which could only be sitting over land. The next dawn brings cloudy shapes which resolve into headlands, and by dusk a smell of mown grass, spices or cows. You have arrived, and you can't stop looking, because it's a new land, and you personally won it through effort and patience and courage and stamina. You stand alongside all sailors, all explorers, all ocean venturers since time began. To quote my son's Pacific log in The Silence at the Song's End, drowsily we all looked at the shadow land, hot cups of coffee melting into our hands, anticipating ends and beginnings. Of course, the nice-looking, cleverly designed Far Harbour 39 will suit a lot of hard-working people who deserve their holidays. Good luck to them. But to pathetic old sentimentalists like me, it still feels like cheating. And more than that, it feels like greed, as if foreign shores were commodities, me-time treats to write a cheque for. Which, of course, they are on aeroplanes and cruise ships. But cruising yachts, until now, remained relatively pure in heart and faithful to history. They were a way to think outside the dour steel box of 21st century urban life. Going into another box seems oddly perverse.